You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, I'm Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the weekly Batuta News Bulletin, coming to you from Koala Mattress Studios in downtown Batuta. Joining me for this week's news wrap is me old mate Wendell Hussey.
Hello, Bruce, and hello to our listeners tuning in. Let's get straight into it, shall we? First up in the bulletin today, the nation's fruit needle saga took a dark turn this week, didn't it?
Certainly did, Del, and it looks like it could take down a national icon. As many would be aware, the investigators are working overtime to get to the bottom of this whole fruit tampering business, and it was exclusively revealed to The Advocate this week that child star Nikki Webster is front and centre as a suspect.
A sad fall from grace. Police refused to delve too much into the matter, but the Strawberry Kisses singer and star of the Sydney Olympics is believed to be heavily involved in the strawberry contamination crisis.
Sad indeed, Del. David Littleproud, the nation's agricultural minister, told us he was devastated by the news and is praying that it's not that bad.
And in another sensational turn, the needles are spreading, with farmers being dealt a cruel blow as well.
Yeah, that's right. Drought-stricken farmers have been dealt another bad hand this week. There's been an urgent recall on all drought relief after a needle was found in a haystack.
Really gives new meaning to that age-old idiom. And the finding of the needle has left thousands of bales of hay in limbo and is being described as the biggest threat to agribusiness since the establishment of the Australian Greens Party.
And in politics this week, there's been some eyebrow-raising poll numbers.
Indeed, and a blow for the Australian Labor Party as an out-of-control bin fire has sensationally polled better than the party's leader, Bill Shorten.
It's not yet known why the stinky, smoky pile of burning trash is even being considered as a Prime Minister, but the bin fire polled 2% better as preferred PM.
Yeah, they're damning numbers, Bruce, particularly from an out-of-control fire almost as toxic as the Coalition's recent leadership spill.
Rhys Pusher from the French Quarter texted our editor Clancy claiming that it may be down to the fact that the bin has more fire in the belly.
An interesting point. And back home in town now, we spoke to a local woman this week about waking up from a cute little two-hour nap feeling like a concussed NRL player.
Yeah, that's right. Gracie Lee opened up to us about the internal debate that she often has. She explained that she knows full well that she will wake up from an arvo nap feeling like she drank a couple of bottles of wine the night before and was shoulder-charged by a rampaging Sonny Bill Williams, but always goes ahead and does it anyway. She said she always convinces herself it'll just be a little 40-minute nap, you know, just to recharge the batteries, but eventually wakes up 2 hours and 6 or 7 snoozes later, feeling like death warmed up.
It's a dangerous trap, the temptation of a little afternoon snooze.
Very dangerous indeed. And elsewhere around town, a local grad was given the shock of his life.
Yeah, that's right. Poor Anthony Silva was rocked this week after learning that nobody at his workplace cares where he went to uni. The conceited sandstone grad began at Royal Batuta Base Hospital a short time ago and was initially confused why someone from CQ University was starting the program alongside him. However, things only got worse for the young man after the regional uni alumni and other people in the physios department confirmed that they really couldn't give a shit where he went to uni. He said to us this week,
I spent 4 years at a sandstone university with my parents paying through the nose for my college accommodation. And for what? Only to end up in the same position as someone from a regional university? What did I pay for? What do my parents pay for? I'm just a bit confused right now.
It sounded like a real smack in the face for the young man.
It was. A bit of a reality check for the rugby fan, I think. And Bruce, on the sporting front, Billy Slater was at the centre of a landmark decision this week?
Yeah, that's right, Del. The National Parks and Wildlife Services have officially declared that the star fullback is a protected species. The announcement came after the NRL cleared the Storm and Queensland great of a shoulder charge, allowing him to play in this week's grand final decider.
And with the recent protected species status, he'll join the likes of the northern hairy-nosed wombat, the Leadbeater's possum, and the yellow-spotted tree frog as native species being looked after.
An incredible move, really. And I'm hearing, Del, that he's a favourite for the Clive Churchill and the Norm Smith.
Yeah, he's shortening up as a strong favourite, I think.
Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for listening.
And don't forget, the Batuta Advocate is going on tour at the end of this year. So grab your tickets now. Head to the link in the show notes or www.batutaadvocate.com/roadshow.
And please subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
And I'm Wendell Hussey.